Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate your support. Yes, yes, yes. And three big things for you to know this hour. Number one, a Detroit woman charged with murder after the body of her three-year-old son was found in the freezer. I mean, come on. Nobody saw this coming. Number two, the largest healthcare system in Michigan says they will perform medically necessary abortions and calls on the courts to clarify the 1931 abortion ban. And number three, Governor Whitmer and her allies say they'll fight like hell to keep abortion legal in Michigan. Yeah. Pro-abortion forces led by Whitmer, Democrat, of course, already actively battling the June 24 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that overturned Roe v. Wade. If anything, the formal announcement of the ruling has only stiffened the resolve of those on the left. Leading up to the high court's decision, some fringe groups unconnected with Whitmer have already resorted to violence, but she didn't decide to condemn that violence. Three Southern Michigan pro-life pregnancy centers vandalized in 4 days. One that shared an office with Congressman Tim Walberg, who's pro-life. Homes were vandalized. Walberg says, I never shy away from my record as a strong conservative and defender of life. This strong record puts me in the crosshairs of those on the radical left, but I will never stand down or compromise my convictions. Meanwhile, you've got an attorney general who says she's not going to enforce these laws. She says abortion. Here's the confusion. Dana Nessel says abortion remains legal, but others say no. It's illegal, even though there's a case in front of the Court of Claims. Anyhow, Michigan's Attorney General says abortion is legal in the state. Many don't agree, but she's not going to prosecute anyway. Bite number two from Dana Nessel. Listen to this.
But I think it should be clear to everyone, because I know that some of the healthcare systems, hospital systems, have displayed some uncertainty when it comes to what the law is as of right now. And the law is that the 1931 law cannot be enforced until or unless a court of law lifts that stay that's in place right now. So as of right now, abortion remains legal exactly as it was before the Dobbs decision came down. But of course, we don't know what will happen in the future.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that plays out. And she says she doesn't intend, by the way, to defend the 1931 law that outlaws, prohibits abortion in Michigan, even though it's her job, really. Bite number three from Dana Nessel. Here it is. Bite three.
I felt as though I could not, in good conscience, defend a law that I believe violates the rights of the 2.2 million women of reproductive age in the state, and that certainly would cause grave, injury, bodily harm, or even death to those women. I could not defend such a law, so I invited the legislature to defend it instead.
Yeah. So apparently she would have no intention of defending that law. All right. None, apparently. So there you have it. What do you think? Do you think the attorney general gets to decide which laws to enforce and which ones to ignore? Is that how it works now? I mean, honestly, anyhow, it makes you wonder. Meanwhile, Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to condemn the violence we are talking about. Violent attacks on churches, pregnancy centers, offices of Tim Walberg. Jane's Revenge, she doesn't seem to care much about them, but she does like to attack the Supreme Court. Bite six, listen to this.
I want to ask you about this Homeland Security warning that domestic violent extremists may intensify violence. In the bulletin that CBS obtained, it specifically mentioned an incident in Michigan related to a pro-abortion rights group. How concerned are you about violence? What are you seeing on the ground?
I am concerned about a lot of things happening in the United States right now. And frankly, the last couple of decisions that came out of this United States Supreme Court are make America a lot more dangerous. More guns, fewer rights, less health care. It is scary. And as a lawyer, it crushes me to say that even I am losing faith that these important institutions that are supposed to be above the politics of the day are now being corrupted. And that's what we're seeing out of our United States Supreme Court. And I am very concerned about our long-term prosperity, our homeland security, and our safety.
Yeah. There you have it. She's not too concerned about the violence or the threats of violence or the domestic terrorists. That's what Jane's revenge would qualify as, domestic terrorists, correct? And yet, she doesn't care about that. Doesn't fit the narrative, you see. Back to the Beaumont Spectrum hospitals. 22 Beaumont and Spectrum hospitals across Michigan will perform abortions when medically necessary and is calling on state courts to clarify what's up with the 1931 ban on abortions. As you heard the Attorney General say, Dana Nessel say, they remain legal, though people are not, they're not certain about that. After extensive evaluation and in-depth discussion and always using compassion as our guide, we've evolved our approach, so said the hospital in a statement. At present, the current legal landscape regarding abortion in our state is unclear and uncertain. We are aware of the 1931 Michigan law. However, given the uncertainties and confusion surrounding its enforcement, until there is clarity, we will continue our practice of providing abortions when medically necessary. When medically necessary, but not on an elective basis. So there you go. It did not define what medically necessary means. But they did report that the 22 hospitals in Southeast and West Michigan performed 60 therapeutic medically necessary abortions that required hospital-level care in 2021. We have not and will not perform elective abortions. We urge Michigan courts to bring clarity as quickly as possible. Medically necessary abortions, that they don't do elective abortions, medically necessary, and that will continue at Beaumont Spectrum. Beaumont Spectrum. And just this twisted story, I don't even know what. A Detroit woman charged with murder and other felonies after the body of her 3-year-old son was found in the freezer. Kim Worthy announcing Sunday that Azura D. France has been charged with felony murder, first-degree child abuse, torture, and concealing the death of an individual. Facts in this case have astounded even the seriously jaded, said Worthy. Our children continue to be at risk, not just from gun violence, but also from the alleged murderer that lives in the house with them. Not sure what the gun violence has to do. I'll have to dig deeper to find out more. You can always follow me at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. All right, keep up with everything. When we come back, Liz Peek will join me here. The fallout from the Supreme Court, straight ahead on The Steve Gruber Show. Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.